You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, everyone. I am Martin Acuña, and you're listening to Backstage Talk.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Backstage Talk. Today's guest is a proud Mexican indigenous actress who made her debut, her Broadway debut in 1776, and is very excited to be currently on tour with this show. I have here with me Shelby Acosta. She was born and raised in El Paso, Texas, the border with Juarez, Mexico. Shelby, I am so excited to have you over. Welcome to Backstage Talk.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so hyped.
How are you? You just mentioned before we started recording that you're currently in DC with the touring production of 1776.
Yes, we're in DC. We're here for 3 weeks. We're coming up on our last week, and it's been pretty insane to be in a place that is known for being very political and doing this show. So
yes.
That's been wild and really fun.
Oh, I love that. But let's go back a little bit into who you are. I know that I read a little bit of your bio, but what else do we have to know about you?
Yeah. So I was born in El Paso. There wasn't a lot of theater in the area growing up because it's just, you know, being a small border town, just not the focus. Yeah. And so around when I was in middle school, one of my best friend's moms, she created this theater company, and it was like a community theater, and I started doing theater there. And I was like, this is absolutely what I want to do. And so around high school, my mom was like, well, if this is what you want to do, let's focus on it. So I auditioned for a performing arts high school in Michigan. And I got in and I went there for high school, and then auditioned for a bunch of musical theater colleges, and I got into Texas State, and I went there and learned a lot, focused a lot on acting and singing. And then after I graduated, I worked on a cruise ship for 2 contracts, and I traveled the world, and then I moved to New York and started pursuing actual like musical theater Broadway stuff.
I love it. I love it. And I your story is a common one that I've heard of, about a lot of people that right after school, they go on cruise ships and start doing these productions on there because they pay well. And you can like start your savings account before moving into New York.
Yeah.
So that is really cool.
Yeah, a lot of people are probably better at that than I am because I went shopping all the time and didn't save that much. But you know what? That's okay. I had a lot of great clothes, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, and you were enjoying it, so
exactly.
Doesn't matter. So why musical theater? Why Broadway? Why theater?
Well, I feel like I grew up singing. Like before I could even speak, I was singing. And so music's always been such a close thing to my heart and like in my body. And as I got older, I was a dramatic little kid. So I feel like everyone who's an actor was a dramatic little kid. And so when I would sing, I would like feel the emotion and like the storytelling of it, and just going into a pop singing world or just like acting, it didn't feel like the right combo for me because I wanted to sing and feel and like emote. So musical theater has always been the place that I can do that. I fell in love with it. And I every time I perform on stage, it's just, it feels like a release in my body.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. So let's double click on your journey to Broadway. Mm-hmm. So you just had your debut with 1776, now touring the country. How was that whole experience?
It was nuts. they were trying to put up this production for so long, and then it got shut down because of COVID, and then it was supposed to tour first, but then couldn't. So they started on Broadway and then did the tour. Well, they started in Boston at ART and then moved to Broadway and then the tour. And I didn't join until like a couple weeks before the Broadway rehearsal started. I auditioned, I sent in a video, and I didn't hear anything for probably about a month, 2 months. And then out of the blue, my agent was like, hey, can you record some callback material for this and send it in ASAP? And I was like, yeah, of course. So I did it that day. And then the next day he was like, they're really interested. Would you be able to start tomorrow? And I was like, yeah. And so they're like, okay, great. Like, you're going to start tomorrow. And so I was like, oh, I was at my bartending job and I was like, hey everyone, my last day is today. Sorry. Like, bye. And I got offered a standby contract and I understudied four roles on Broadway. And out of like over 110 performances, I went on for probably 67, 69 of those, which was pretty insane. Yeah, and it was just a whirlwind. So fast, and it was incredible.
I love that. Yeah. I absolutely love that. So how has your heritage influenced your artistry?
Yeah, I am so unapologetically connected to my culture and like how I look and who I represent. And I've never shied away from bringing myself to characters. And so whenever I do something, you're going to see me, Latina, Shelby, doing this and like bringing my own flair into the character. I mean, I've played a lot of typically white roles. And I love that because people see me on stage and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, like this doesn't just have to be a singular type of person playing this. And even I'm not a tiny little like ingenue person. I have curves, I have hips, I'm, you know, a little thick. And so whenever I do that, it's I'm on stage with my full body and I'm like, yes, they're all body types and shapes and looks and images and colors can play these roles that fall in love or like roles of a founding father, you know? And so I find that's very important. So people like me can see themselves represented on stage and go for it, you know?
I love it.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And I wanted to ask you, how has your heritage impacted 1776? This like quite political piece mm-hmm. that, as you mentioned, you're right now in DC, which is like the Mecca of political United States. Mm-hmm. And how has that like merge and mix been?
Yeah, it's been wild. So, I mean, this whole cast, we're all female, trans, non-binary, Black, Indigenous, white, Mexican. We're just, it's a whole bunch of different people and different bodies on stage. And I think it's important because it gives the audience time to sit and watch the show and consider the people who weren't considered during that time and hear these words from these like powerful white men coming from the body of someone who is not a white man and someone who would not have been thought about twice in this time and day and age and wasn't thought about until years and years and years after. And even now with trans and non-binary and queer rights and policies, that's, we're still fighting for that stuff. And it's not a perfect America. And it's to see what people were sacrificed in 1776 and the fact that we have Independence Day and people get so excited, but they don't realize that we still had slavery and we still were persecuting people for being queer or gay. And it's just, and so I stand up there and I say those words as a queer Latina woman and I feel empowered. And I also feel like I'm educating these people who are sitting and watching and expecting 1776, their grandma's 1776, but it's not, and changing their minds about this musical.
I love that. I love that. What is the best thing about being a Latin artist?
Oh my God. I love the music, the dancing. I feel like, and I'm speaking just for me, as a Latina, I feel like I use a lot of my body in telling stories and in singing songs and being on stage. And I use that as a power thing. Like I'm not afraid to just stand up there and like use either the sex appeal or the mothering nature of at least the Latina women that I've met that are very much like nurturing and powerful. And so doing that and describing a story through the lens of someone who's Latina, because I'm always, any story I tell is going to be a Latina story, you know, no matter if it's Little Women or In the Heights, yeah. It's going to be culturally different because it's me. And I love that, like figuring out how to bring my culture to certain characters and how I can just let that shine through. I think that's the most exciting thing about being Latina, a Latina
actor. I love that. Yes, yeah. I love that because it will always have like that cultural backpack. Mm-hmm. Any character you do will always have that backpack. And I love it. Yeah. One of my final questions for you, Shelby. What's your biggest Latin inspiration?
Ooh. Well, Mandy Gonzalez is definitely up there. I remember coming to New York my senior year of high school to check out schools. And In the Heights had already come out. And my first Broadway musical was Wicked. And so me and my mom went to go see Wicked. And one of the understudy slips was in the playbill. And I was like, oh, there's an understudy on. I wonder who it is. And Mandy Gonzalez was playing Alphabet that night. And I remember just like reading it and turning to my mom and being like, Mom, Mandy Gonzalez, and like crying because of how much she inspired me and how lucky I was to be able to see her play Alphabet, not as like cast as Alphabet, but the understudy that night. Yeah. And it was just, it was beautiful. And obviously, Karen Olivo in their queerness and their fight for equal rights in theater, being a queer person. And yeah, Selena, obviously.
Yes, I love her. I love Selena.
Got it from her. And like me, she wasn't fluent in Spanish growing up. She had to learn it. So and people consider her one of the greatest Latina icons to ever exist. And so I love that. That's inspirational. Yeah.
I love that. Final question. What are your top five favorite musical theater shows?
Yes. Okay. Number one. Okay, in no particular order. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Obviously, In the Heights. I have a tattoo of Alabanza on my ribs. Sunday in the Park with George. It's a dream role. I want to do it. Cabaret. Bridges of Madison County. And, my gosh, this is going to be hard. Because there's so many good ones. Mamma Mia.
Love it. A classic jukebox.
As random as that is, every time I hear the Mamma Mia overture, I get chills. I love it.
I love it. Shelby, yeah. Thank you so much for being here, for sharing your story. I am truly honored. I cannot wait to see the success that's ahead of you with the end of the tour. And your whole career. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me again.
Thanks everyone for listening to this new episode of Backstage Talk. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Backstage Talk Podcast.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.